Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform, not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys today, and I want to say to you, there are just one. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. You've just tuned in to the right broadcast. And I say this for all of you that are listening, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some inspiration, and some motivation. But before we get started, I would like to give you a number if you want to listen into a live show and be on air with us. Feel free to dial us at area code 323-580-5712. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C, Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have questions, feel free to email us at, and that email is C, the Motivator at Yahoo. The letter C as in cow, THEMOTIVATOR at Yahoo.com. Life as an entrepreneur. Today we're going to explore the sacrifices, the highs and lows of becoming a pioneer of entrepreneurial achievement. We're going to look at how much does it cost an individual to actually become an entrepreneur, and the gratification one experiences once the challenge has been met. And if this is your first time checking us out, we want to welcome you again and say thank you. An entrepreneur. Now, what is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is an individual who is organized and operates a business or businesses by taking risk on financial risk to do so. An entrepreneur is also someone that looks for a need that's not being met, that's not fulfilled into the marketplace. We have entrepreneurs in our midst. Entrepreneurs are also dreamers. Entrepreneurs create their world. There was a statement I saw a while back, and it says, it read, you can predict the future by creating it. Entrepreneurs add to our workplace, they add to our world and our society by looking for ways to help others and also to provide services, to provide things that individuals need. Now, are you thinking about becoming an entrepreneur? Has that thought crossed your mind? Are you a trailblazer? We want to focus on areas that entrepreneurs deal with. Now, we're on location because we decided today to go out and visit some establishments, and we took notes from some of the entrepreneurs who are doing some great things in society, and we're taking notes and exploring that world. also, we have a guest with us on the show today, and we have Miss Louise, who is a friend, a close friend of my friend, Miss Lois Book, who is the host of Let's Talk Truth. And Louise is a frequent guest on Lois's show, and she decided to stop by today and visit with us here on the Mr. Motivated Show. Louise, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think about entrepreneurship? And give me some ideas or give some things to shed some light on why you think entrepreneurship is very powerful and how it can have an impact on a lot of us who are out here in the workplace today.
What an entrepreneur is the person that they take risk. They take risks because they're trying to bring about a change in the economic realm. And so what I find what an entrepreneur does, they go out and they see, they look around and see if there's any needs that need to be fulfilled. And so what they do, they go about and see what can they do in order to bring about a change in today's society. So there's more than one type of entrepreneur. There's entrepreneur can come in any person, any age bracket, it could be a male or female, you know, and it comes in different age groups. And so what that entrepreneur do, they just go out and they try to look at things that they think that people may need, and they try to go out and try to fulfill that need.
Okay, thank you, Louise. Now, I heard you mention earlier during your arrival that your dad had an entrepreneurial spirit. Tell us about his creativity and what do you think inspired him to be so creative and to have that force in him to want to pursue entrepreneurship?
Okay, my dad is he's very artistic. He's very creative. He likes to, his gift is creating things of beauty. He likes to create a beautiful lawn. He likes going out landscaping. And back in the earlier days, he was doing that as one of his jobs. He was going out, he was landscaping yards for different people, and he would go out and paint houses and everything. So that is his gift. So he enjoys being beautifying a place. He likes beautiful surroundings. So that in itself was, I would say, that's an entrepreneurial spirit, because there's a need out there. People want beauty. They want to be surrounded by a beautiful atmosphere. So when you got someone that can actually go out and do that kind of work, that creates a need. And when you go out and fulfill that need, that's what entrepreneurship is. And so for a lot of people out there, there's, you know, it could be someone in your family. You know, it could be your parent, it could be your sibling, and you know, it could be somebody well known. But anybody around you, anybody could be an entrepreneur. It just depends on what they feel. Okay.
Well, we know that one of the challenges that entrepreneurs face is usually finances, and you have to be the type of person who has the perseverance and the incredible drive to pursue an opportunity. And especially when you know that you may not have the finances, the money that you need to really get everything going may not be there. And it takes an individual who pushes beyond those parameters and creates a plan, a roadmap. And in that plan, they look at, well, what can I do to create this money? Or how can my idea generate the money that I need to invest into my opportunity and for it to grow? I admire entrepreneurs because taking risks is not an easy thing. It can be a challenge. It can be overwhelming. To a lot of people, it's a devastating arena to step into, knowing that you're about to launch something that has the potential to be great, but the amount of capital that you need is not there. In my research, I was reading Miss Louisa. I know you know you've read about John Johnson, who founded Ebony and Jet Magazine. Well, he had an idea, and he wanted to start his publishing company for his magazine. There was no money. He did not have that when he started out. And he was trying to figure out, what can I do? He got a plan, and he worked on his plan. And the idea that sparked him, and I think this is a bold statement on his part, his mother had recently purchased some furniture for the home. He talked to his mother, and his mother decided to go along with him, and he put a loan on his mother's furniture in order to get the capital that he needed to launch his business. And guess what? Today, the Ebony and Jet are just amazing. His daughter is now the CEO, and the company is doing great. The magazines, both Ebony and Jet, are some of the most popular magazines, most informative magazines that you can read. I guess we see Mr. Johnson decided to take risks, and it paid off. Now, in another article I was reading about Texas billionaire H. Ross Perot, who had a challenge when he decided to launch his first company. He did not have the finance, but he had the skills because he'd worked for IBM and sales, and he knew how to negotiate, and he knew how to be innovative and how to be creative with the process, but he needed the finances. And what I've read was that he talked to his wife and used her retirement, not her retirement, but I think, yes, that's right. I think he used her retirement fund as a teacher to borrow against that to launch his enterprise. And, of course, it was a step of faith. It was a bold act, but it paid off. He's now very well-known, and he's a respected businessman, and he's created great wealth through his enterprises, and business people everywhere study this man, and they are always trying to understand how he accomplished what he accomplished. Now, we're going to ask Miss Louisa, what entrepreneur, what businessman impresses you today? And what do you know anything about their struggle, how they got started? And can you tell us why you are impressed with this particular individual or these particular people?
Okay, one of the people that I am impressed with, one of which is Steve Jobs. Now, Steve Jobs, he came up with an idea which today a lot of people are using these. And he started out working at a company called Apple. Back in the day, back in the 70s, he was just starting out, and he started working in the garage and coming up with these different things. And so somehow another an idea clicked in his head. What product can I come up with that's gonna become beneficial to the great masses of people? And so today you have not only the computers, the PCs, but you have the iPhones, the iPads, the smartphones, etc. And so from that point on, you know, these things are steadily, you know, it's steadily generating and steadily evolving, because everything that people are using now is started with an idea. And same thing with Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey started out as a radio host and everything, and so she has evolved into worked on the TV, and then she got out there, and then she suddenly got to the point where she got her own show. Her talk show, the Oprah Winfrey Show, it had evolved and became syndicated, so now she has her own network. So she's known all over the world. She's greatly known because a lot of people have that need for someone to be able to talk to them and to be able to show interest in whatever situations that they're interested in. So she has really brought about a change in the way TV, the way the format of TV has started out. You know, everybody wants to, you know, feel like what they have to say is very important. So that's one of the things.
Yes, that's a great example, Louisa. And I believe she started out, if I understand correctly, as a news anchor.
Yes.
And the doors just continue to open. And I thank you for bringing up those comments, because these are some inspiring individuals that you chose to mention to us today. Now, we have another entrepreneur who has really been amazing with social networking, and I think Mark Zuckerberg launched Facebook, and wow, what an incredible social networking site! I mean, there's not an individual that can't be located there in Facebook, and you can really find out about their life and what they're doing, and I think that's just amazing. Of course, we do also have to give props to Mr. Bill Gates for Microsoft and the accomplishments that he's achieved just through Microsoft. And I mean, what a phenomenal organization, and the innovativeness that has come forth. It's just been incredible. And, of course, Jeff Bezos with Amazon.com. That's another amazing company. Then we have Craig Newmark with Craigslist. Craigslist is so powerful. You can locate just about anything you need to locate on Craigslist. Then we have Tom Anderson and Chris DeWolf with MySpace. We have Jerry Yang and David Philo with Yahoo. We have Sergey Brin and Larry Page with Google. We have Reed Hastings with Netflix. Netflix is just an incredible product, and it just really took the hustle and bustle and the inconvenience out of getting in the car to run, drive across town or down the street to rent a movie. Now you can just go right to the internet and get whatever you want and just drop it right in the mail. I mean, it's just an incredible idea. Jack Dorsey with Twitter. Twitter is amazing. I love Twitter. There are great people, a lot of business people, a lot of entrepreneurs, people from all walks of life that communicate through Twitter and correspond with great ideas and words of wisdom and inspiration. I love Twitter. It is my favorite. Now, Bob Parsons, who created GoDaddy.com, that's a credible website. We have Todd Wagner, Mark Cuban with Broadcast.com. I mean, what can I say about these guys? They're just incredible. And Broadcast.com is an amazing company. I salute these entrepreneurs. And let's not forget about Scott Manville with Television Writers Vault. These men have made a tremendous accomplishments in our society today because of their ideas and their incredible creativity and their passion to see these things through. But I think we need to look at some of the challenges entrepreneurs face. I think one of the roadblocks that a lot of them face when they're trying to get things off the ground is basically a lot of negativity. Sometimes your loved ones, your friends, family members can be very negative when you're trying to get something launched. How do you feel about those friends or those family members, Louise, that are negative when we're trying to get something established?
Well, with entrepreneurs, first of all, they face the hardest roadblocks they face sometimes is in the family, they're close to the loved ones, because the loved ones are the ones that sometimes they be negative, and they'll set up roadblocks, because oftentimes there's that competitiveness in the family. So sometimes even though they may have a secure spot, you know, in the family, but they feel like they want to be able to, you know, just shine above everyone. And so that's why sometimes it's hard sometimes when you have to press through, and sometimes it's with your own family, your loved ones are the ones that bring on more problems, you know, bring on more roadblocks, because they go back to the way things used to be with you, and so all they can see is the way the way things started out with you. It might not been such a positive nature, and so they want to try to continually see that. And so that's why sometimes when entrepreneurs, sometimes they just have to go past their family and friends. So sometimes when people think that, you know, you kind of haven't risen up above the ranks. They just want to keep you there. So that's why it's good when, if you're an entrepreneur, you want to just go ahead on and press through the crowd. And you know, you just need to be able to have that strong feeling of confidence, because sometimes it's not always the people on the outside that give you some of your problems, but sometimes it comes from within your own family and friends that will do this to you.
Thank you, Louisa. I think you are right. There are a lot of challenges and negatives that entrepreneurs face. Now, one of the things that I do and I like to recommend to a lot of individuals is to not only have a plan and a blueprint, to write out what it is that you want to do and to list the challenges that you're facing. List every obstacle and then think of a strategy that will get you beyond those challenges. One of the things that I recommend is to get you a Twitter account. And Twitter is awesome. I call Twitter my encouragement network, because I can go to Twitter, and if I need some encouragement, I need words of wisdom, I can find quotes on Twitter, and I write these quotes down, the tidbit of wisdom that's been tweeted out there, and I put it in notebooks. I may take it home and place it on my mirror, someplace where I can see it often, and it will remind me to stay strong and to stay focused. Give you an example. Now, this one was taken from the book of Proverbs, I think the 12th chapter and the first verse, and it tells us to learn. You must want to be taught. That should be the attitude of every winner, of everyone that wants to be the best. You got to have a starting place. Here's another one that I really like. This Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, a good man has firm footing, but a crook will slip and fall. And Proverbs chapter 10, and verse 20, when a good man speaks, he is worth listening to, but the words of fools are a dime a dozen. And, of course, the 21st verse of chapter 10, a good man gives good advice. And I found this one on Twitter, and this one is awesome. And I wrote this one down. Overachievers move up the ladder quickly because they look for vehicles that will get them to their destination. Now, it had unknown, but that inspired me. It gave me the motivation that I needed to keep going forth during the day as I met one challenge after another. This one is an amazing one. What you become directly influences what you get. Your attitude is everything, and if you don't have a good attitude, and if you become the kind of person that you would not care for if you met that particular person someplace, if you become someone that you hate or someone that you don't admire, you will attract those kinds of people. It is something that you must look at. It is worth taking a look at if you're going to have that mindset of an entrepreneur. Unless you change how you are, you will always have what you've gotten. You got to ask yourself a question. Is what you've gotten, is it enough? Life is a unique combination of want to and how to, and we need to give equal attention to both. An entrepreneur must have the want to, and an entrepreneur must possess the how to. We need these things in order for us to obtain the kind of success that's needed for us to be successful. If you share a good idea with enough people over a period of time, it will eventually fall on good people. These are the ones that are going to say, hey, I loved it. What can we do? Let's get together. Let's get this thing out right now. Okay, now, I see Louise has a couple, she wants to make another comment. Now, Louise, what can you tell us, or what can you give our audience today, give them some positives that will help them to be successful and to continue to thrive as an entrepreneur?
Okay, to thrive as an entrepreneur, also what you will need as a skill is team building abilities. Also, management skill and strong team building abilities. If you have those qualities about you, this is what makes a good entrepreneur. Because an entrepreneur, a successful one, is a person. Not only does he build up a business for himself, but then he builds up a business which he can leave behind for other people. So a truly successful entrepreneur is a person that knows how to build up people. And so when you can go in there and help people to create in them qualities that you have in yourself, and you help them to learn the skills which it's what it takes to be successful. Then that's what being successful is about. When you can bring up people to become successful, same as you've been successful. So that's what being truly a successful entrepreneur, when you can just continually build, when you can not only build for you, but you building up other people so that they can come on in and keep building up other people.
Thank you for those comments, Louise. Those were some great remarks. I believe that a good entrepreneur is also a great leader. And when you are a leader, you possess leadership, the leadership that will challenge you and challenge others to be something more than average. Entrepreneurs are leaders that learn to discipline their disappointments. It is not what happens to us. It is what we choose to do about what happens that makes the difference in how our lives turn out. The few who do are the envy of those that watch, complain, and constantly talk about it. We have problems now that exist. We have challenges that exist. Are you the kind of person that will sit and not do anything? Are you the kind of person who will complain about it, but you will not do anything about it. You got to be the kind of individual that thinks for his or herself. You got to be the kind of individual that will say, hey, that is a problem, and it can be fixed. It's not so complicated that the problem can't be solved. If you're that kind of individual and you're not afraid to present what you have to others, you are an entrepreneur. That's in the making. The life of an entrepreneur is not easy, but the rewards and the benefits are amazing for one that dares to step out, to launch out into the deep, and to tackle that obstacle. Entrepreneurs are respected because when you are an achiever, when you are a go-getter, when you are the leader that decides, it looks like there's no way through. Well, I'm going to blaze a trail so that others can follow me. You are an entrepreneur that's in the making. Louisa, I think you have another comment. What else would you like to tell us that can help those who want to become entrepreneurs and those who are already entrepreneurs? What else can you give them to motivate them to keep moving forward?
Okay, what I say about an entrepreneur is just find that niche that you know that you're good at. And sometimes, you know, you may go through different phases in your life that you may be trying to, you try different things. So what you do once you find out what you're really good at, you try to work and perfect that. Because everyone has something that they're good at. You know, everybody cannot be everything to everybody. So whatever you enjoy, that's what you should try to, you know, bring to perfection. Because, like, for example, if you're a good cook, you like cooking, well, that's something that you enjoy doing. So you should try to do everything you can to bring that forward, because sometimes, you know, when you go out and you try different things, you trying to see what do you like, what works, what is your perfect fit. So everyone has something that they're good at. So when you find something that you know that you enjoy doing, that's something that you enjoy so much, you do it to the point where whether you get paid or not, that's just something you enjoy doing. Once you find something that you enjoy doing and you do it well, then the money gonna follow you. And once that follows you, then other people gonna come in and they gonna see that, hey, this person is successful because they're doing something that they enjoy doing, but yet they're profiting. They're profiting economically. So anything that you find yourself that you like so well, that's something you should try to work on and you know, try to, if it's something you enjoy doing, you should try to make sure that you don't just skip around and try to go from one thing to the next. Just make sure it's something that you enjoy doing.
An entrepreneur, thank you, Louise. An entrepreneur is a dreamer. Where would we be today if we had no dreamers? It's okay to dream. and the dream, the kind of dream that will create or turn into a reality, not only for you, but for others. It's okay to dream, but the cost of being an entrepreneur may weigh heavy for some. The cost may be that you may not have the time to hang out with your buddies every night, okay? The cost that it could cost you could be the sacrifice, even with your loved ones. But I believe that we should never take advantage of our family. We should be there for them, and we shouldn't allow our kids to get in a place that they feel like they've been deprived. But I do believe that you, as an entrepreneur, as a dreamer, you should persevere. When you know what you want and you want it badly enough, you'll find a way to get it. When you have that sense of urgency with a strong desire that's raging on the inside of you, that desire will lose its value in your life. Time is your greatest asset. How you use your time depends on what kind of entrepreneur you may turn out to be. How you master your time, how you use your time, will determine how successful you can be as an entrepreneur. These opportunities are available for us if we take the opportunity to use that time and not squander our time, not waste it, not kill it, but spend minor time on major things. Quality time is very, very important. Time is more valuable than money. You can get more money, but you can't get enough time. Time is a needed quality. Every day should begin with time spent, quiet time. You should have quiet time, time to think. You should have time to meditate, time to pray, time to use your mind before you go out into the world. Time can produce happiness. Time can produce invention. Time can produce ideas. Time can produce a lot of great things if it's respected, valued, and used properly. I read this quote from a motivational speaker, and I love it. I always read it whenever I feel a little down and out. And it's by Jim Rome. Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their fortune in someone else's hands, but not you. That encourages me every time I read that. If you are an entrepreneur, I dare you to think big and to dream. Success is yours, but you have to see it. You have to see yourself as a successful entrepreneur. Okay, Louise, I see you have another comment, but go right ahead and share with us another idea or strategy that you think will help an entrepreneur be successful in this area.
Okay, with
with entrepreneurs, they are creative. They're creative individuals, and they have a tendency to be catalysts for economic change. What that means is that the entrepreneur, when they see something that needs to be changed, then they try to figure out a way upon which they can go about bringing something to fruition to bring about a positive change, which is going to impact more than one person. When you look around your environment and you see some things that may need to be changed, then you'll come up with a plan that you can bring forth that you'll be able to put forth, you know, to bring about change that which would benefit the great masses of people. So, for example, a lot of your technology that was created during the 19th century, such as TVs, radios, and things of this nature, you had a lot of people that were that were inventors of these new ideas. They knew that people needed a way of communication, and so for a lot of people that they cannot go out, they cannot travel very far, this is why a lot of your technology have been beneficial to a lot of people, because for the great masses of people, they want to be able to just be able to travel, but without leaving their home. So this is why the TVs, the radios, the telephones, all these things have become so important to a lot of people. And that's why everything is getting smaller, because you got more people that want to be able to take their phones and their computers with them. They don't want to have to take something around with them that will take up a whole desk. But you can use your telephone now as a way of communicating, a way of being able to find your way around different places, and you just. Now you no longer have to walk around with a great big map, but you can just use your smartphone, and this can help you to be able to navigate your way around from one place to the other place.
Okay, thank you, Louise. And I'm thinking right now, if you are a recent college graduate, I want to give you some encouragement today. Look at what you have within you. Write down your ideals and list them, because you may be waiting on a job, but there's an opportunity waiting for you. Don't go to the marketplace and bring your need to the marketplace. Just bring your skill. If you take your skill and you take it out, your skill is what's going to attract people, because companies want those that possess skills. The skills are the things that will open doors not only for you, but they will be an asset to the company or the individual that needs your help. If you're not a college graduate and you have a strong sense of desire for entrepreneurship, and if you are not willing to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary because of you holding back. You got to risk going too far just to discover how far you can go. Life is about risk. Life is about doing something that others may turn away from doing. Life is about taking on the challenge. and becoming a champion. I know all of you watched the championship game this weekend. We saw the champions, the leaders take control of the game, and we saw how LeBron James and his team just took control of the game. But you have to have that type of boldness. You got to have that kind of desire. If you're going to be the kind of entrepreneur that's going to impact this society, don't get discouraged because you don't have a job. Your idea can not only create a job, it can create money for you and create jobs for others. That's right, folks. If you're an entrepreneur, get accustomed to thinking out of the box. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. We are excited for you that decided to listen to our show. And one of the things that we want to encourage you to do is to become a student of your craft, to study your competition, to take personal observation of what others around you are doing, and to strive to be the best. Learn to hide your need and show your skills. Learn to project yourself and to design, to be a designer, and design the kind of lifestyle that you want for yourself. As Louise said, if you can do what you love doing and enjoy what you do and become good at what you do, you do not have a job. You have a lifestyle. You have the best job in the world. And I believe that you should discover your purpose and what lies within you, or what lies beneath you. You should just plow your way through the fields, into the fields, and out into the arena. You must capture the opportunities that await you. That's right. As an entrepreneur, the sky is the limit. There are entrepreneurs today, and there will be entrepreneurs tomorrow. Decide your destiny. Decide if you're going to pursue your dreams, you're going to fulfill your goals, and discover your purpose in life. It's all up to you. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today, and remember that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. I'm Mr. Motivator, and feel free to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And my book, Success is an Attitude, will inspire you. If you have hopes, dreams, and desires, if you want to become an entrepreneur, I dare you to read my book, Success is an Attitude. Again, folks, thank you for tuning into the broadcast. This is Mr. Motivator. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. We'll see you the same time, same place, for another exciting show. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you on our next broadcast. Thank you. Have a great week.